Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ken Davis is our guest. Kenneth C. Davis is the name of the book, The Hidden History of America at War. His new book, among many, among dozens of others of great books on the history of things like Don't Know Much About History, his original work, which is still great. KennethDavis.com, is that right?
It's DontKnowMuch.com.
DontKnowMuch.com, that's right, I should know that. Ken, over the weekend, One of the lions of judiciary, Associate Justice Antonin Scalia died. Most everybody knows that by now. I didn't know about it until late Saturday. When I found out about it, I had my phone in my pocket. I opened it up. I went to an outlet that I read of one of the top newspapers in the world. And there it was. There was an article about it, and it was a long article. And the first paragraph said, Associate Justice Antonin Scalia has died of natural causes in a ranch in West Texas. And that was the end of that paragraph. The entire rest of the program, of the article, was about the political implications and all the things that were going to happen. And then I heard President Obama talking about it. Then I heard Mitch McConnell talking about it. Then I heard all these other people talking about it. I'm going to tell you something, Ken. I am so upset that before the man's heart has almost stopped beating, they're picking over his political bones. Shame on that writer. Shame on that newspaper. Shame on President Obama. Shame on Senator McConnell. Shame on all those people for not letting the man lie and letting us enjoy and appreciate his service to his country, fairly unique among his profession, for at least a day or two. Shame on all of them. What do you think?
Extraordinary story of son of Italian immigrants. That was much overlooked, I think, in the discussion. But you're right, and it has a lot to do with the way political dialogue. It's always been a nasty business. We know that. But because of the internet, because of Twitter and Facebook, and what we have seen pass for commentary in the Republican. Amongst the Republican candidates in particular, this is a much coarser business than it used to be. I thought as well that this was very, very unseemly, and it was, I believe, the Senate Majority Speaker who made the first comment about we were just going to, stop this. I thought that in particular put the ball in play, so to speak. But yes,
well, let me say this: you've already heard me rain a pox on all their houses, but I'm not. No one particular one gets any more pox than the other one. But either one of them, Ken, could have said, you know what? This is going to create all kinds of political issues, but let's do this. This is Sunday morning. Let's not do any of this till at least Wednesday morning.
Well, we are in the midst. Unfortunately, it comes in the midst of a political campaign. I'm not pointing fingers at the Republicans, but this is a real blood sport, unprecedented GOP primary campaign.
And it's not on the Democrat side.
Well, not to the vitriolic personal extent.
There's just not as many people to bleed. Is the only difference. But I want to come back to the unseemliness of this, by the human part of this. This is, I know it's about politics, but shouldn't Americans demand more of our leaders? I mean, I'm embarrassed about this. I feel bad for the family. If this is what it's come to, what does public service mean if this is what it's come to, can...
Well, it's one of the reasons, I suppose, that a great many people who might make very good presidential candidates don't want to go anywhere near it.
Yeah,
it has become personal, unseemly, and the degree to which it's on display because of cable television and the internet and Twitter and the fact that we don't have filters anymore, that words that were once not uttered in polite language are now part of our political dialogue is a sad statement on the whole situation.
Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan called it defining deviancy down. And that's where we are. Hey, Ken, I know
you've
got to
go. Away, Jim.
Thank you for staying with us a little longer, and appreciate you helping us celebrate
Happy George Washington birthday.
On President's Day. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. I promised him he could go a little early. I'm very upset about what's happening right now. Folks, let's reclaim some civility in America. Jim Blessing, I'll be right back.
Call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.